From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is replacing its embattled CEO with an American executive. Larry Miller reports from London. Tony Hayward will step down this fall.
BP chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg insists Hayward isn't being fired.
This was a mutual decision by the board and Tony Hayward. Tony Hayward has done a great job during almost 30 years.
Though praising Hayward's guidance through the Gulf oil disaster, Svanberg concedes the company needs a new face at the top.
In order to rebuild the reputation, in order to rebuild our leadership position, we needed fresh leadership, and that's what we're announcing today.
That new leadership will come from Bob Dudley, the first American to head BP. He's currently overseeing the day-to-day efforts in the Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
BP is also reporting a record $17 billion loss for the second quarter as the company sets aside money to deal with the oil spill. Plugging the well is a top priority. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. Richard, what's coming up as crews prepare to try to kill the well?
Well, they're planning to attack the well from above and below. They are at work again on the relief well that will eventually be used to pump cement into the bottom of the blown-out well. They're also preparing to pump heavy fluid into the well from above. This is called a static kill, since the oil in the well isn't moving right now. And if all goes planned, that will start on Sunday.
But if the static kill is successful, is there still more to be done to make sure the well is sealed?
Yes, they will still need to complete the relief well, because the static well might not fill the entire well with cement. The relief well should plug up all the passageways that oil and gas have been using to get to the surface over the past 3 months.
Thanks, Richard. NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. The body of one of the two U.S. sailors missing in Afghanistan since last week has been found. NATO forces are searching for the other sailor. The Taliban are claiming to be holding him captive. The Pentagon says it will need days and maybe weeks to review and assess the fallout from the tens of thousands of classified documents concerning the Afghan war that have been posted online by a whistleblower group. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
There are names, there are operations, there's logistics, there's sources. All of that information out in a public way has the potential to do harm.
But Gibbs says there are no broad revelations, in his words, in those documents. President Obama is stepping up pressure on the Senate to approve legislation that would force disclosure of who's behind political campaign advertising and ban companies with more than 20% foreign ownership from funding campaign ads.
Equal opportunity to live full and independent lives the way we choose. Not dependence, but independence. That's what the ADA was all about.
Mr. Obama calling on the Senate Republicans not to block the bill in a key vote today. The measure is aimed at blunting a Supreme Court ruling allowing unlimited spending on campaign finances. This is NPR News from Washington. The union representing pilots at U.S. Airways says it will oppose the airline's request to have a federal judge resolve a seniority dispute. The airline says it's having trouble negotiating a joint contract covering all 4,000 pilots brought together by the merger of U.S. Airways and America West 5 years ago. An attorney for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will make his closing argument today in Blagojevich's trial on corruption charges. That is, if the lawyer agrees to ground rules set by the judge. NPR's David Shaper reports the attorney and the judge have been clashing over those rules.
Judge James Zagel told Blagojevich attorney Sam Adam Jr. he cannot mention certain witnesses who did not testify during the trial in his closing argument, including convicted Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko. Adam complained loudly, and when the judge threatened to hold Adam in contempt, Adam shouted, "I'm willing to go to jail on this." Judge Zagel gave Adam the night to rework his closing, and attorneys from both sides will meet with the judge in the morning to go over the rules one more time. Veteran Chicago criminal defense lawyer John Lagg says even if Adam loses his point, he still gains by delaying the start of his argument.
One, he can prepare, and two, he want to leave the jury with the most amount of time in the last day selling your story.
The jury could begin deliberating Blagojevich's fate by this afternoon. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Tampa Bay pitcher Matt Garza says it's a pretty sweet feeling throwing a no-hitter as the Rays blanked the Detroit Tigers last night.
I just looked up and said, wow. You know, then I got bombarded by all the guys, and, you know, I know they couldn't be any happier.
It's the fifth no-hitter in the major leagues this season, but the first ever for the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.